In the
a place of worship or stone or something.
Yeah, worshiper or place of worshiping. The fellow who is doing the worship. Yeah.
O Hatim, today there will march into thee with pomp a glorious king, whose harbinger is fortune. O Hatim, today without doubt thou wilt become anew the abode of exalted spirits. The spirits of the holy will come to thee from every quarter in troops and multitudes, drunken with desire. Halima was bewildered by that voice. Neither in front nor behind was anyone. The six directions were empty of form. And this cry was continuous. May the soul be a ransom for that cry. She laid Mustafa on the earth that she might search after the sweet sound. Then she cast her eye to and fro, saying, where is that king that tells?
What happened? Some simple story. What happened? There is this lady, we explain, this is a good lady, and after cutting Muhammad from the milk, do you remember what it means? First was the blood, second one was milk, the third one was cutting from milk. Remember the third book? In third book he said, our life depends on this, not to eat a lot of this stuff. Here he said, okay, when she did this, then she took it to Kaaba. Suddenly a voice came. Oh, you worshiper, you are good, you're fantastic, you're blah blah, you're blah 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 blah. All of that. Why? Because apparently she is carrying Muhammad over there. So the sound it is talking about the thing that she's taking care of, right? But because that talking is very good, she will take it personally. Ego, logic, me. So she will put this fellow down looking for the voice. Who is talking to me? Oh, I am called to be a very perfect fellow here. Yes? She laid Mustafa.
She laid Mustafa on the earth that she might search after the sweet sound. Then she cast her eye to and fro, saying, where is that king that tells of mysteries? For such a loud sound is arriving from the left and right. O Lord, where is he that causes it to arrive? When she did not see, she became distraught and despairing. Her body began to tremble like the willow bough. She came back towards that righteous child. She did not see Mustafa in his place.
So, you saw what happened. She started to be arrogant and happy about, oh yeah, this sound which is talking positive about me, put the child looking around, come back, and the child is not there. Because you put it down, you were supposed to take care of this, but she came agitated because of those compliments she was listening to. Yes?
Bewilderment on bewilderment fell upon her heart.
You know what bewilderment is? The next step, book 5. In each step, we are talking about the next period. We have to do that. So here we say, this is the moment that bewilderment comes down and we grab this lady. Yes?
She ran to the dwellings and raised an outcry, saying, who has carried off my single pearl? The Meccans said, we have no knowledge. We knew not that a child was there. She shed so many tears and made much lamentation that those others began to weep because of her. Beating her breast, she wept so well that the stars were made to weep by her weeping.
Conclusion? Not yet. First, the act. The wrongness of this, to understand that the lady, which is a good lady, which is taking care of Muhammad, and she's in Kaaba, the best place, but when the sounds come, she will put this fellow down. And this is what the problem is. Means that this stuff here, this lady, when I receive a compliment, suddenly the ego will relax and arrogance starts to come up. This lady, receiving some compliment because you are carrying that child, actually, she receives this. But the self will trigger her and she's losing the grip. Now the serious story of this lady. But look at it. We are listening to an old Arab who is going to direct this Halime. Halime was a good person, blah, blah, blah. One old Arab, someone will do the magic, yes.
An old man with a staff, I should read the title. Story of the old Arab who directed Halima to seek help from the idols. An old man with a staff approached her, saying, "Why, what hath befallen thee, O Halima, that thou didst let such a fire blaze from thy heart and consume these bowels with mourning?" She replied, "I am Ahmed's trusted foster mother, so I brought him to hand him over to his grandfather. When I arrived in the Hattim, voices were coming, and I was hearing from the air. When I heard from the air those melodious strains, because of that sound, I laid down the infant there to see whose voice is this cry. For it is a very beautiful cry and very delightful. I saw no sign of anyone around me. The cry was not ceasing for one moment. When I returned from the bewilderments of my heart, I did not see the child there. Alas for my heart."
Translation. What happened? Practically nothing, right? An old man came in. First of all, why is he old? Because he has that stick. Remember the stick which was reasoning, it was in the hand of the Moses, but without the hand of the Moses becomes that dragon which will eat everything that you... Remember all that, right? Here, an old man comes. The rest is repetition. Go back. Exactly, Rumi repeats, Halima, we say, "Yes, this is how it happened. I brought him here to give him to his grandpa. But in this holy space, there was this sound. I put it down when I..." He's repeating this story for you to remember it always, that this is how it works. I want to do something good. I take this kid to give to grandpa. When some noises come, I could be fooled. I put it down. I go around because I liked that space of worship. So I got somehow high. Isn't this how the people, when they go to the worship space, suddenly you feel high? That's the self coming up. You mishandle the child that you're supposed to take care of. Yes.
He said, "O daughter, do not grieve, for I will show unto you a queen who, if she wish, will tell what has happened to the child. She knows the dwelling place of the child and his setting up."
Here again, you see the word grieve, which was the sorrow was there. Here the grieve is the same. He says, "Don't have the grief, my child, because I will..." Yes.
Then Halima said, Oh, my soul be a ransom for thee, O goodly and fair-spoken sheikh. Come, show me that queen of clairvoyance who hath knowledge of what has happened to my child. He brought her to Uzza, saying,
In Persian, it's the king. In the English, it's queen. Does it make any... is it a female or a male?
No, I'm going to talk about it. Wait. Yes.
He brought her to Uzza, saying, This idol is greatly prized for information concerning the unseen. Through her, we have found thousands of...
Hold on. What is this Uzza?
An
does it mean anything to you? This Uzi is one of those statues. He's an idol, he's not a human being. Yes, and he called it king, not the queen. He said, I will take you to a king, because first he said, king of a vision. We know a king of vision, I will take you to Uzi. And we have found a lot of stuff, we have seen a lot of magic from this one. Yes?
One of the highest of the
ideas. Yeah, we'll reach to that. But the highest... Uzza, let's go back to the story. Uzza is the guy who will receive the axe. Do you remember? When Abraham wants to ruin all these statues, we'll ruin them all and we'll go to the greatest and put the axe in his hand and say, you do it. This is the real Uzza. So the guy, the old man with the stick, is a believer in that idol. And say, we have seen so many magic from this guy. Yes?
He brought her to Uzza, saying, This idol is greatly prized for information concerning the unseen. Through her, or should be he, him?
Yes, it's through him.
Through but him.
I don't know why they made it feminine here. Because Uzza is not feminine.
Sanam.
Huh? Yeah. The idol sometimes is called Sanam for the feminine one, but...
Sanam is masculine
more than,
it's not feminine.
No, in Persian, they use it, it has that tendency. Yes. This is the complication I was talking about. Rumi knows what he's doing, and at the same time, really, honestly, he doesn't give a damn about the politeness or this or that or that. Yes. At the beginning, in book one, you will not find anything negative or impolite. In book five, he doesn't give it down. And he talks in that language, because this is after 17 years, something like that, becoming familiar and all that. But right from the beginning, he shows that I don't care about the language. Do you remember he's using the word mispronounced by Salahuddin? Salahuddin mispronounced some words because he was illiterate. Rumi will use those mispronounced words here and say, it doesn't matter. Because I'm talking about the meaning, not the form. So he's playing with the forms, and yes, mistranslation, we will find a lot. Here, all the feminine stuff doesn't belong to Uzza. He's masculine. Yes.
Through him, we have found thousands that were lost. When we hastened towards him in devotion, the old man prostrated himself before him and said at once, O sovereign of the Arabs, O sea of munificence, he said, O Uzza, thou hast done many favors so that we have been delivered from snares. On account of thy favor, the duty has become obligatory to the Arabs, so that the Arabs have submitted to thee. In hope of you, this Halima Sa'd has come into the shadow of thy willow bough, for an infant son of hers is lost. The name of that child is Muhammad. When he said, Muhammad, all those idols immediately